Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Recently, I've been kind of struggling with being consistent in my word. I told myself, okay, I'm going to start waking up at 6 a.m. to really pray and read the Bible. Because normally, like, I'll pray in the morning, and then I'll be like, okay, I can read the Bible before I go to bed. Next thing you know, I had a full day. I'm so tired.
I was working with so many different clients at so many different low rates over this last couple of months. I started to scale back, set a standard as far as, like, this is the turnaround time for this. These are the new prices. I understand I have to be more intentional about my goal as far as what do I want for my brand.
Being more community focused, I've been sending out DMs, being more intentional about just building relationships, checking in on relationships that I already have. It's really important to hit up people, not just to ask them for something. Right. I've been cooking a lot and cooking healthier. I used to love cooking big bag meals, bro. But now I eat vegetables.
Like, ooh, that's what you're supposed to do. Hey, what's good, y'all? Welcome to Growing Pains Podcast, where we talk about business and the life of a young adult.
That's correct.
Yes.
I always get rusty on the first one. We're supposed to change it, but it's like, it's whatever.
You can't say it's whatever. We did say it's gonna change it. Y'all,
it's not whatever.
Well, it's too late. Now.
It's too late. That's what
whatever,
I'm saying.
Like, we in it. We should ask them which one they like better.
What?
Yanni came up with it. Hmm? Who was on the phone? No, I wrote it down somewhere. It was something about faith.
It's like, which one are you talking about?
Something about faith gets you through life.
Mm. Oh yeah, I remember coming up with it, but I forgot what it was.
Yeah, well, it's not necessary.
Y'all, what y'all think?
Anyway, how have y'all been? How y'all week?
We didn't say our names.
Exactly.
They know who we are.
So we have to introduce ourselves.
We still got to introduce ourselves.
You don't know who's watching this episode that never even watched any of our episodes before. And they don't know who we are. They don't know
our names. You just wasted a minute to say that.
Okay, y'all, I'm Yanni.
I'm Travion.
And I'm Jada.
We are Growing Pains Podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, okay, how's y'all week been? What have y'all been working on? Ain't that usual for you?
No.
That is typically...
That no did not sound convincing.
That's typically the
sometimes
standard.
Sometimes I'm ashy, sometimes I'm not.
Sometimes you are, sometimes you not.
Let me hide my ankles just in case.
Like, don't do that, you be ashy too.
You don't know that though, because I cover it.
Okay. I cover? I can play tic-tac-toe on your knees right now, sir.
Why are you looking at my knee?
Do y'all be that just putting lotion on the spots that are showing?
No, I put it on my whole body.
If I'm in a rush, and it's like, oh, I have very good.
It's like, ooh, lotion on elbows, lotion on knees. I'll be doing that sometimes if I'm rushing. Yeah, like you said.
No, definitely.
Nah, that's crazy, though. Like, I don't know. I don't be putting lotion on all the time, though. But, again, as I asked Haja, we've been with y'all been working on all that stuff.
This week has been good. Y'all kept me up to the wee hours of the night.
Did we keep you up?
Or did
Because I believe you were the one that sent the text in there.
No. Because I already saw y'all was up. Why were
you? How did you see y'all was up? Because you didn't know I was up.
Yes, I did. You sent the message.
After you sent your message.
And no, she said voice notes. 2 minute voice notes. 3 minute voice notes.
I didn't send the message until I saw, oh, Yanni's awake also.
How did you... You also, because you sent the message first.
No, because you sent something.
She never sent something.
Yes, bro, if I go see his message right now.
We didn't even know each other were up until she texted us.
Exactly. I saw both of y'all were up.
How, though?
Trey was up because he said something in the Instagram group chat. And then you said something, too.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh, if y'all are up on Instagram.
But it's not like as if me and Yanni was like, oh, you up too? Let's have a conversation. You were the one who ignited
exactly,
the conversation.
Exactly, because you said we kept you up. You were the one that was starting the message.
Yeah, because y'all trying to talk to
she over here sending voice notes. 3-minute voice notes, 2-minute voice notes talking about we kept her up. You kept us up.
No, but that conversation was really good, though.
It was. Exactly. It was insightful. It was reflective.
It was.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like we'd be having a lot of conversations like that, especially right now.
I see. Okay,
bruh. So, yeah. So what you were saying about keeping you up.
Yeah, the week was good, though. I feel like I had a lot of good conversations. I think it's Thursday. But yeah, I had a lot of good conversations.
Is she like that real?
What real?
The real that you sent us where it was like, if you don't know the day of the week, you're lost. What? You know the real that
you
she sent?
You said that about Yanni.
I did?
You just said Yanni was like that real too.
We both, y'all both like that.
Anyways. That's my week. Good conversation.
Not good conversation. Go ahead.
For me, I'll definitely say it's been a good week too. Mm-hmm. I've been in preparation for my clothing brand because I restock this Saturday, which I'm so excited because I haven't been in stock since like July, I think. So that, and then I just reached 10K followers.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, things have been going good.
That's
good.
And
I just came back from my grandma's house. So, you know, love being with family.
Yeah, that's good. Definitely. That's, we seen you hit like 10K before you were even got on Instagram. Solomon has sent that.
Yeah. Shout out to Solomon.
That's crazy. For me, my week has been productive.
Okay.
Like one thing I have been working on though is definitely just learning to be more intentional about like what productive looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's actually have been productive. I've been like consistent in specific areas and stuff. And so yeah, my week has been good. The last 2 weeks has been like great for me. So
that's good. Cool. Okay, so what?
Well, then that makes me think too. Stuff really has been good.
Uh-huh. You just said end the conversation on your end. Now you want to interject?
No, because I was like thinking that stuff has been good. I grew my sewing company Instagram.
Yeah.
At this point, like an extra 3,000 followers. Like mm-hmm. I just had 3,000 something. Now I'm at like 6,600 or something. That's all been within like a week, maybe. I don't know if now it's like a little over a week, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been like growing a lot.
And it's such a short amount of time, too.
Yes, for real.
You just started posting like recently.
Yeah, I've been consistently posting since August 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started picking up within the past 2 weeks, but it's like really, really been growing since like within the last week.
Yeah, for sure.
That's really good. Yeah.
That shows that like the seed has to be planted first and then you see like the growth. Like basically you do something a few times like consistently and then over time like you'll start seeing a growth from it.
But I don't know. Okay, not I don't know. I think that I sent y'all a voice note saying how I feel like I'm used to things like taking off like pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. Not pretty quickly. I feel like lately. Meaning like I'm consistent with something for a couple weeks and I start to see the fruit. So that's what I was saying, like, with me, like, getting back into courses, it taking so long, it's, like, almost frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, like, I've been doing this for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Like, I should see more sales yeah. or something.
For sure.
But, like, even with the Instagram stuff, it's, like, oh, shoot. I when I looked and saw, like, I've been consistently posting for a month, and I'm seeing growth. Or, mm-hmm. like, with my YouTube, I was, like, oh, I've been consistently posting my shorts for like a few weeks and already got like, now I think it just grew another couple hundred followers within the past day. So maybe it's like more than 1,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like, I feel like lately, since last year, maybe I see progress with things a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like frustrating now. But I think that goes back to patience and not just feeling like everything's going to be easy. Some stuff is still going to require more.
Because that's what I was saying. I was going to say after you said that, I was going to say like that same rule still applies. Like you got to plant the seed and consistently work on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll see something. And it depends on when you'll see it. You know what I'm saying? Like you could be working on something for a couple years and then it takes off.
Yeah.
Or like, a couple months, couple days, and it could take off. It just depends on the variation of what it is.
That part.
Yeah.
That's true.
Real quick. If you're not subscribed to the channel, what are you doing? Tap in.
Tap in, twin. Take a 5-second break and go subscribe.
Exactly. We got so much on our channel, y'all. We got vlogs, we got challenges, we got silent library, we got everything. So what are you doing?
Like, what are you doing?
Go subscribe right
what
now.
What are you doing?
Go stand
subscribe.
On business. Go stand on business.
Stand right? on business, yeah.
Let's get back into the episode.
So that's good. That goes into pretty much like what we're working on as far as like trying new things and stuff,
yep.
Which is the overall topic of this episode. So with some like new things and stuff that y'all been working on.
Yeah, I can go first. So I already knew we were going to do the topic, right? So I put three different sections, of like I say three different areas, three different things I'm working on. So I'll say the first thing and you guys can go, then I can say my other two later. But for the first thing, I'll say the new thing I'm doing is with God, right? My faith. Recently, I've been kind of struggling with being consistent in my word, reading the Bible. Like, I love praying, so I'll pray, worship, and stuff like that. But for some reason, it's been kind of a challenge for me to read the Bible. It's like more of a self-discipline now, whereas before it's like, oh, read the Bible. But now it's like a self-discipline type of thing. So I told myself, okay, I know that if I set like a challenge or a rule or put it in like a routine specifically, then I know that I'll be able to do it better. I'll be able to get in my word more. So I told myself, okay, I'm going to start waking up at 6 a.m. Even if I go back to sleep after or whatever, it's cool. But waking up at 6 a.m. to really pray and read the Bible. Like that way I'm not, you know, waiting until the end of the day. Because normally, like, I'll pray in the morning, and then I'll be like, okay, I can read the Bible before I go to bed. Next thing you know, I had a full day. I'm so tired, and it's like, now I have no energy.
That's real.
So I'm like, okay, if I do it in the morning, I can knock it out for the day, and it's done, and I have energy, you know what I'm saying? I can start my day on the word and stuff like that. So that's been something I've been doing, and I've been already seeing the fruits. Like, I just started doing that, but it's been really fulfilling to me. So, yeah, that's something. And also being more intentional and, like, going deeper in my Bible studies. Like, there's this website and app called Blue Letter Bible for, you know, anybody that's on their walk with God that I definitely recommend. Blue Letter Bible helps you to go deeper in the word. It helps you to see different translations of the text, to see, like, other people's comments and revelation on the text. So, like, if you're reading and you see, like, a Bible verse and you're wondering, what does this mean? Go on Blue Letter Bible and you click it and it'll literally explain what it means. So I've been using that and just, yeah, going deeper in my Bible studies and being more intentional. So that's the new thing I'm doing.
That's like good. For me, I definitely have been working on time management because that's an area that I know that I have. I won't say I lack anymore because I feel like I've been pretty more intentional about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so first thing I did was get a book that Ryan Nelson had gave me a tip to read because he was just saying, like, as a creator and stuff, like, that's the main struggle for a lot of creators is just having balance with time management and stuff like that. Yes. So he gave me the book to read, No BS Time Management for Entrepreneurs by Dan S. Kennedy. And I have been learning so much from this book. With the book, it's been teaching me to always, like, be mindful of your time and to, like, have a clock in front of you when you're doing stuff. So that way you're not just losing track of time, because if you don't have a clock in front of you, that's how you lose track of time. And then one thing for me that the book really helped me with is just different things as far as the people in my life and how am I operating with those people. So they gave a logic or analogy of how to work with these people. And there's four types of people. They call them vampires. And so within this, the book, they said that there is Mr. Soap Opera, Mr. Do You Got a Minute, Mr. Meeting, and the last one is Mr. Trivia. And so with these, it's basically Mr. Meeting is the person that's always, like, trying to schedule a meeting and different things like that. The person who always asks for a minute, they, like, constantly ask for minutes throughout your day. The Mr. Soap Opera is just a person who, like, wants to blow everything out of proportion. And I believe I went over Mr. Trivia, but Mr. Trivia is basically a person who is, like, giving you options rather than just picking a decision when they know they can. And so with these people, you just have to apply yourself, like, differently with them. So you definitely have to be able to communicate with them, let them know. Someone like a Mr. Soap Opera or Mr. Do You Got a Minute, those kind of people, you want to tell them, like, could we talk about this at this specific time of day? That way you could say everything that you need at one time.
That's good.
And then, like, Also with Mr. Soap Opera, you want to give them solutions. The trivia person, you want to make sure that you're picking a decision for them and just being intentional with the people. Because I know for me, that is my that is an area that I have lacked in. And so I'm just like, you know, I really got to be intentional with how I deal with people or how I let people take away my time. So
that's good.
That's what I've been working on.
Okay.
Or how I take away my time, too. Okay. I'll say that as well.
That's good. I would say for me, when it comes to things I've been working on or things that's new, I'm been more community focused more community focused. So being more community focused to me looks like, one, reaching out to people more. So I've been sending out DMs to just different girls that I would like to get to know. And just trying to, like, build more relationships with just other people, regardless of what they do. Mainly, I've been reaching out to creatives, but I've been doing that more often, being more intentional about just building relationships. Also, like, checking in on relationships that I already have. So, connections that I've made previously, reaching out to them and seeing, like, oh, how are you doing? Yeah. And just catching up. Like, it's really important to hit up people, not just to ask them for something. Right. Like, another thing I've been doing to be more in more intentional about being community focused is I put together this group of basically young Black women who are like high achievers. And so basically I put this group together so we could come together, help each other grow. We're going to do like a brainstorming session / mastermind next week. And so, like, bringing this group together of young women who are all trying to, like, do really great things. But that way, like, it just has to do with community. That way, like, we could grow together, help each other build, different things like that. And then there's one more thing I've been doing for community. Just slipped my mind.
I know it.
What?
You've been talking to ChatGPT. So you've been building a relationship with them, building community. You know what I'm saying?
I talked to ChatGPT and I literally asked questions about my business.
Jaden talks on the phone with ChatGPT.
Literally, so I don't have to type out a whole message, bruh.
She be talking to them late at night.
I be sending long messages trying to describe what I'm going through so that way ChatGPT can help. That's why I be getting good answers. So it's easier to just say out my mouth, this is the problem. And what happened? It said good answer. Did it not?
She be like, let's make something at 6 p.m. That's your community building with ChatGPT.
You're
going to
get punched in the Just letting everybody know, Trey's going to get punched in the arm.
That is abuse. I'll be sending that to my lawyer for real.
Anyway. But, yeah. So, in general, though, I've just been doing more things to be intentional about community and just like getting around more people, changing my environment and things like that.
That's good. I actually have that too, but
yes, and sure. I'm excited for the women's thinking. Yes. That's gonna be amazing. Okay, so my next one I'll say is business. Something new I've been doing in business is digital products. That's something new for me. So, you know, I realized that you can get paid for posting your content. And I already love posting content. So I'm like, okay, if people are out here, if the girlies are out here getting paid for doing content, and I already love to do content, why not monetize what I already do, what I've been doing for years? You know what I'm saying? So that's something I knew I've been doing. I dropped two ebooks. One of them is a guide on how to start a Christian streetwear brand, and the other one is a devotional, a 30-day purpose devotional that guides young adults like us to live on purpose and in your purpose. So it's like literally different days on what living in purpose looks like, what it means, how to do it, and stuff like that. And it's really fruitful. So I've been doing that. I just connected my mini chat because my mini chat it was being weird before because Facebook, but now I finally connected it. So I'm excited. I've been getting a lot of inquiries and stuff like that. So yeah, that's the thing. If y'all want to support, y'all should support. Link in my bio. It's probably going to be in the description too. So
for sure.
If y'all want to buy, not support.
Buy.
David said you're supposed to ask them.
Buy.
For the
if you're watching, if you heard that, buy. Please, please buy.
See, you trying to make a joke out of it.
Okay, I'm serious. Sales women,
bad. I don't know how to do that.
You talking about buy, please. It sounds like you begging. Just say buy it.
Okay, buy.
And tell them why they should buy it.
Buy it because it's going to help you. Okay, so the purpose.
Help them how?
Can I get a word? Can you hurry up? The purpose devotion is going to help you live in purpose and on your purpose. And the Kingdom Clothing brand is going to help you start your Christian streetwear brand from scratch.
That's good.
So if you heard that, go buy, link in the bio.
For there sure. There we go.
Yeah.
Is this a friendly coaching?
That was not friendly.
She said, buy it.
She said, hurry up, say buy. Say why.
Yo, okay, cool. So for my business, what I have been learning is to scale back. I was working with so many different clients at so many different low rates. And so recently, over this last couple of months, I started to scale back, tell people, like, set a standard as far as, like, this is the turnaround time for this. This is the time that I provide this order. These are the new prices. And I didn't do this all at just once, because you can't just abruptly give this transition. I let people know, like, in the next 30 days, this is what's going to occur. And so that happened. And then as I've been scaling back, I've been working on, like, the foundation. So really trying to work with designers and different things like that. I understand I have to be more intentional about my goal as far as, like, what do I want for my brand? And I want a creative agency. Yeah. And it's already evident that I want, like, a household brand, all of that stuff. But the true goal is, like, a creative agency. And so with that, I can't say that I want a creative agency and then only focus on, like, one client right now. Right. You know what I'm saying? So definitely working on scaling back. As you mentioned, Jada, when you were holding her at gunpoint, asking people to buy, doing the things that's necessary in order to really start going to a higher level, and taking on new jobs. And one thing that I really haven't done in my career is work for free. And I'm not saying that I'm working for free like that, but I have been just, like, willing to the clients or the people that I'm trying to present myself to. I have been willing to, like, create a sample design. So instead of me just saying, hey, bro, let me be your editor, let me be your graphic designer, it's like, let me provide you the sample so that way you could see what I could do, and that'll potentially make you want to buy. You know what I'm saying? So, those are the things that I've been working on in business, is scaling back and building out a true creative agency.
What's up, y'all? Real quick, I know you guys are enjoying this episode, but I just want to speak to all my Christian streetwear brand owners. So as you guys know, and if you don't, I have my own Christian streetwear brand called Wise Label. And in my journey of 3 years of owning this brand, I have experienced a lot of ups and downs, highs and lows. I've experienced wanting to cry, scream, and throw up. I've experienced it all. But the thing is, I've been able to bounce back off of that. And I know even you watching this video, you may be at a point where you want to start your clothing brand, where you want to grow it, where you feel stuck, where, you know what I'm saying, you feel like you want to 10x in it. And I know exactly how you feel. So I actually launched my first ebook. In this ebook, I put every single lesson, every single hardship, every single tip that I've got in this brain in this book. It's filled with game. And on top of that, I am starting one-on-one mentorship. And this is going to be for my brand owners that feel like they want exclusive help with me. For this, it's only going to be a few people before the ebook. It's open for everybody. It's definitely going to be an investment you won't regret. So if you're interested, the link is in the bio. Now let's get back into this episode.
Yeah,
that's good. I'll say another new thing that I've been doing is being more intentional about my health.
Mm-hmm.
And so I haven't ate out in a really long time, it feels like. I've been cooking a lot, which has been cool, and cooking healthier. I used to love cooking Big Mac meals, bro.
Some sugary ramen noodles.
Don't do that. That's don't blame my cooking, because I cook for real, okay? Look, the seafood, wait, why'd you bring potatoes, that up?
That's what she cooking.
That's not my cooking at all. That's
you're
going to
have people thinking she
exactly.
She cooked microwavable meals.
I mean, she said Big Mac, so that's a Big Mac.
No, bro, I'm talking about
there's a different kind of Big Mac, though.
Like what?
Like how Trey was eating that lobster sandwich.
Why am I getting
that Big Mac meal. Big Mac meal, that's some real food.
Like, use your own scenario, like, not mine.
Look, I used to be making shrimp and lobster ravioli.
That sounds good.
Some Rasta pasta with salmon on top and the jumbo shrimp. Look, I'm going to make a clip of this and put all my little food in there.
That's the red velvet
chicken and waffles, bruh. Like, I used to cook the best Big Mac meals.
You was hungry.
I was. was, and I gained like 40 pounds, bruh. I was chunky.
Cooking is fun, though.
Yeah.
Until that next set. Eating is even funner. Easing up.
Yeah.
On you, creeping up.
Exact. No, bruh, like, I looked a little pregnant, bruh.
That's crazy.
I was chunky.
I was there, too. We were some big bags.
For real. But now I eat vegetables. She be making her rice.
She want us to clap.
She be making her rice.
She like, I eat vegetables.
Exactly.
Clap.
I have no walls. I eat vegetables.
Like, ooh, that's what you're supposed to do.
I eat rice. I eat chicken and salmon.
In her health bag.
I'm eating healthy. Exactly. I'm eating vegetables, y'all. And I started running too. So yeah, you know, I was never into running. When I did track, I used to do walk racing because I was such a terrible runner. They said, you're so slow, girl, you're just gonna walk during these track meets, you're not even gonna run. So I've been running and I've been doing my little mile per day. So yeah.
Yeah,
healthy or whatever.
Okay, so lastly, I'll say the thing I've been working on is
a one-liner.
Yeah, one. Okay, amen. I saw the time, Jada. Lastly, yo, I'll say also health. Health. I've been also eating way more healthier, cooking way more. I've been straying away from the vegan fake meat. Mm-hmm. And now my intention, at first it was going to the gym, being consistent in the gym, but now I'm consistent in the gym, so I changed it.
It sounds like you tried to rush. Should I go to the gym?
Being consistent. Wait, I gotta this eat. Could be a clip.
Okay,
stop.
Go ahead. My bad.
Start over. At first, my goal in the gym... See, I can't even look at y'all. I'm going to talk to y'all because they over here making me laugh. At first, my goal in the gym was to be consistent. But I've been consistent for the last, like, 4 months now. So now I have actual targeted goals in the gym. So I'm about to start being intentional with that way. But, yeah, I've been intentional with my health as well.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
One-liner.
Definitely, I've been working out, and the reason why working out for me is so vital is because I'm not like y'all. I'm about to air this out in 1 minute. Let me get my clip off, please. The reason why I've been working out so consistently is because if I don't feel good about myself, I'm cutting everybody out. You are cut off until I get back together.
Not
so
for real.
In the moment of need and desperation, and I need to get myself together, I have to necessarily set a standard to work out each week. So I do two solo workouts as of now, and I do a group, a workout with a friend on Saturdays. So two workouts during the week by myself and one workout with a friend. And then each day I'm getting 10K steps in. Now this allows me to grow in the other areas.
Still going.
Let me finish. This allows me to grow in the other areas because I am able to now talk to friends and different things like that. I'm more willing to have conversations because without that, I'm going to just cut everybody off. Simple as that.
That was a long sentence.
Yanni, you was going for a minute talking about something. Let me get my clip, please.
That was the longest one.
Come on, Jada, because we know you.
Anyways, I have mine. My last new thing that I've been trying is studying people that I look up to for personal development. Just studying. Don't do that after you did your whole speech.
Yo, studying one before people, that was long.
Studying people I look up to. And so is yours, Mr. Villains, Mr.
I have the right to do that.
All of but anyways, yes, I just been studying more, making more time to study people I look up to, studying books more. I already read, but yeah, just studying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. Now let's get into Make It Make Sense.
I gotta say the tagline.
No.
Anyway, so
no, it's why not?
Make just, it make sense is where we give.
Advice to young adults growing through life.
I wanted to say young adults.
I know you were about to say that.
But today, our question is, how do I maintain friendships when everyone's on a different path in life?
Choose your goals over your friends. Your friends going to always be there. Not like that, mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, if you know what you need to do and you're trying to get to somewhere, your friend should understand that because they should be focused on what they need to do. You know what I'm saying? When y'all come together, y'all come together. It shouldn't be nothing that change. Simple.
I would say for me, naturally, if you and your friends are on different paths in life, y'all are going to distance yourselves a little bit, but not saying y'all won't be as close of friends. Y'all just maybe won't talk as much because y'all won't relate as much as y'all used to. But be okay with the distance. Just make sure whenever y'all do link up or y'all do talk, just let it be genuine. Like, be there for each other however y'all can. But it's okay. Like, seasons change. One day y'all may be back on the same path and y'all may be able to be closer again. But, yeah, I feel like it's completely normal. I have plenty of friends who I feel like we're on different paths, but you know, it's just a part of life.
I agree. And I think what the both of y'all said is good. Just I understand, for one, everybody is going to be on different paths, and it's okay to part ways. Like Jada said, it's going to naturally happen, like if y'all are going different ways. So
that's good.
Yeah
So that is the end of this episode. Comment down new. That's the word.
New.
That's the what came to mind. Comment down new. You know what I'm saying? Let us know what you got from this in the comments, and also let us know what new things y'all are trying in y'all lives, and let them know where they can follow us.
Yes, y'all can follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Growing Pains Pod, and make sure you guys are streaming on audio and visual on YouTube because we need them streams, okay? But yeah, y'all can follow me, Yanni Bratcher, and my Christian Stewart brand at Wise Label.
And you can follow me at Roy Travion and my creative agency at Roy Teammated. Let's get it.
And y'all can follow me, my fashion brand is at I Am. No, it's not. Oh my God.
Jayo.
Fumbling.
Thank you. Okay. Let's start over. I'm Jada, and my personal Instagram is at I Am Jada Ellis. My fashion brand is at Jael Official.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Thank y'all for watching.
Let's get it. We out.
Bye, y'all.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.